from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. How often women in their 40s and 50s should get mammograms has been a hot research topic for a couple of decades now and remains the subject of intense debate. But what about mammograms for older women? Far less research has been done on this population. KQED's health editor, Lisa Alifaris, is here to tell us about a major national study published today by researchers at UC San Francisco. Lisa, what's significant about it?
Well, this study was published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, and it's the first study to look at sort of three factors in combination. First, it looked at women ages 66 to 89. It looked at women who were both in very good health and women with what they call comorbidities, other illnesses, heart disease, diabetes, to see if that would have an effect on their breast cancer screening. And finally, they looked at, yes, this question of what seems to get the most press is, should women be screened every year or every 2 years? What benefit or harm that may have in detecting cancer. Now, I spoke with one of the researchers involved with the team, Professor Diana Braithwaite. She's an assistant professor of cancer epidemiology at UCSF, and here's what she had to say.
And we found that really there was no difference. The women who were screened every 2 years were not at a greater risk. They did not have a higher probability of being diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer compared to those women who were screened every year. But what we did find is that those women who were screened every year, they had much higher probability of false positive results.
So false positives, of course, are suspicious findings, and doctors need to do additional tests to confirm they're not cancer. So, Lisa, what's the problem with false positives, particularly for older women?
Well, in women in their 40s and 50s who are in good health will be really likely to sail through even something like a biopsy. That is an invasive procedure, but most women, it is generally a fairly minor, physically a minor outpatient procedure. But for older women who might have additional serious or significant illness, such as diabetes or heart disease, just getting the biopsy itself could exacerbate their underlying illness and really do them harm.
So the current guidelines for breast cancer screening from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force go up to age 74. Now, this study looked at women up to age 89. What about this study specifically applies to those women who are not part of the guidelines currently in place, 75 and up?
It was very interesting. Professor Braithwaite said women in their late 70s, if they are in good health, they may well wish to continue to be screened. Women who have the significant underlying illness may wish to skip the screening altogether. And these are really decisions to be made by individual women in consultation with their doctors.
Does this really come down to, if I'm an older woman and I get diagnosed with breast cancer today, how aggressively would I choose to treat it?
And those, again, are individual decisions that individual women would want to make.
Lisa, as we mentioned earlier, when it comes to mammography, there's a lot of debate around how much women should actually go through screenings, and it's a very controversial topic. And something like this may spark debate over, is this really about women's health or is it about cost saving?
Well, this study is a good question always to ask who was funding the study. This was funded by the National Cancer Institute. They're not making a recommendation through their study. They're reporting their results that more than 1 million women would have an unnecessary biopsy every year if this population of women over the age of 66 were screened annually instead of every other year.
Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
KQED health editor Lisa Alifaris. You can find out more on the study on our State of Health blog. Get a link at kqednews.org. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED News.